Well, Eamon, a couple of big results in the North West Premiership yesterday. We'll start with the leaders going into the weekend, Dunamana, suffering their first defeat. Lots of credit has to go to Eglinton, and in particular their bowlers, who restricted them to 147 yesterday.
Yeah, without a doubt, but we have to put this into perspective. Dunamana were missing five players yesterday. Now, that's a hell of a lot to lose out of your first 11 through various reasons, through work commitments, through holidays. But they went out with a very weakened side. And although it was still a bit of a surprise, not as big a surprise as it may look initially, Dunamana bowled out for 147. Their professional, Billy Iqbal, the only one really to show any fight, 48 not out. But Eglinton batted very, very well and had no problems whatsoever. They lost only five wickets. Andy Miller, top scoring, was 38. But a bit of a shock, but as I say, Dunamana well under strength yesterday.
And that means that Brigade have gone top of the table, because Brigade had a convincing win against Ballyspallin yesterday, and now they sit top of the standings this weekend.
They do indeed, and they're going to be hard to shift now once they get their noses in front. They were struggling one stage yesterday, 44 for 4, but they came round again and finished up with 208. Andy Britton, the captain, top scoring with 58. Ballyspallin had no answer to it, other than Graham Kennedy, the young North West Warriors player, who made 64 out of a total of 114. But Brigade, as you say, have gone top, one and that one easily be 94 runs.
And I suppose the tightest game of all yesterday, and the one that proved to be the most exciting, was at Coleraine, and this one was going down to the wire, but Coleraine eventually winning it by 2 wickets against Durban.
Yes, that's right. And that one started at 10:30, so they had a long day there yesterday. Strabane, disappointing, batting 158 for 9. Aaron Gillespie, top scoring there with 41. Coleraine struggled right through for long periods, but their professional Graham Hume, finishing 65, not out. He's been in sparkling form with both bat and ball, getting home by 2 wickets. A big result for Coleraine, and another disappointment for Strabane.
And Brady yesterday were victorious against Glendermot. Really, when they hit that 2-4-8, Glendermot were always going to struggle and try and come back.
Yeah, they're going to have no chance, absolutely. 248 for 8. Their professional era, Sami Saraya, scoring 87. Glendermot put up a wee bit of a fight, but never got near. 164 all out, losing by 84 runs. So Glendermot's still bottom of the table and struggling this season since they moved up from the Championship.